This is a progress note on Helen Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, Helen, H-E-L-E-N, Place of the Pines of Lapeer. Memory Care. 18 was August 29, 2022. Paragraph Ms. Williams was seen August 29th regarding diabetes mellitus, dementia, hypothyroidism, history of pulmonary fibrosis, comparative history. Ms. Williams was a bit debilitated, period. However, she was comfortable when seen and denied new complaints, period. She denied any chest pain or shortness of breath or nausea, period. Her hypertension is currently controlled. There's no cardiac symptoms, period. Her dementia is quite severe, period. Her diabetes mellitus type 2, and she does remain on Basaglar 35 units nightly. And sugar seemed reasonably controlled, period. At this point, she no longer has a sliding scale available, period. She has hypertension, which has been stable, and there's no cardiac symptoms. She has a diagnosis of pulmonary fibrosis, period. She's not overly dyspneic, but she's barely totally mobile, period. Two-paragraph review. System is negative for headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, or bleeding. No dysuria. She is incontinent with urine. In paragraph examination, she's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. She's adequately nourished. Head and neck is unremarkable. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular, normal from a pseudo gout, no murmur. Aberrant, soft, and non tender. Foot exam showed no major lesions. The paragraph assessment and plan 1. Mrs. Williams is on hospice care, period, for dementia advanced. 1. She has hypertension, controlled with metoprolol, 25 milligrams daily, plus lisinopril. She has clonidine available. She's on clonidine 0.1 milligram twice a day. 3. She has diabetes mellitus, controlled with Basaglar 35 units nightly, period. 4. She has pulmonary fibrosis, period. She does use albuterol to help if she does get dyspneic daily, period. She has glaucoma and remains a latanoprost drop 0.005% and drop it each eye nightly, period. Her Plavix and donepezil have been discontinued, as are her memantine and her montelukast, and this is because of the hospice status and severe dementia. She does have levothyroxine 150 milligrams on board for daily for hypothyroidism, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.